flowers, I'll plant the kisses. Baby, let's get right down to business. I'll hang the pictures, you hang the stars. You pick the pain, I'll pick a guitar. Sang you a song out there with the crickets and the frogs. You name the babies and I name the dogs. Yeah, I name the dogs. You name the babies and I name the dogs. Yeah, I name the dogs.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM, translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Nikki Haley now back in her home state. She is vowing to stay in the Republican presidential race even after losing both Iowa and New Hampshire. ABC's Rachel Scott is in Charleston.
Haley now campaigning in her own backyard. She was born and raised here, serving as a popular governor for two terms. But South Carolina has swung toward Trump. Air Force veteran Jay Lombardo is supporting Haley, but concedes this is Trump's territory.
Do you think that Donald Trump will be dominant here?
Unfortunately, yes. But he just brings too much baggage with him.
Jay says he will end up supporting the eventual Republican nominee. And President Biden now saying it's clear that will be Donald Trump.
Donald Trump is expected here in New York today as the E. Jean Carroll defamation trial continues. Boeing 737 MAX 9 planes will soon be back in the air. The FAA releasing its final instructions for airlines to tighten the bolts of the door plugs like the one that flew off mid-flight 3 weeks ago. This is ABC News. North Korea saying it's tested a new type of cruise missile this morning. South Korea this week says it detected several missiles fired into the waters off its west coast. The Biden administration hoping schools can help more gun owners learn about gun safety.
The Department of Education releasing a letter to school leaders, encouraging them to communicate with parents, caregivers, and communities about how safe gun storage can protect students in school and in their communities. The DOE says some 4 million children live in a home with at least one firearm that's unlocked and loaded. At the same time, the Justice Department unveiling what they call the most comprehensive guide on safe storage ever released by the federal government. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Chipotle is gearing up for what it calls burrito season, March through May. Plans to hire 19,000 workers to help keep up, hoping to entice younger workers. Chipotle plans to offer benefits like mental health coverage, retirement contributions, and access to a special credit card. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on Carol. She's more focused on hitting a high note than the car in front of her. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California, subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, North Carolina.
Even though everyone's daily lives have been recently changed, NTEC's ongoing commitment to keep our communities connected hasn't. NTEC's fiber optic networks provide reliable internet, telephone, and TV services that are meeting the challenge of today's unprecedented communications and entertainment needs. Whether you're working, learning, or just unwinding, you can be assured that NTEC will keep you online. Contact NTEC today and let them prove to you that they are your premier hometown connection.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Cloudy, dreary, and drizzly today. We'll get to 36 for a high this afternoon. There may be a little freezing drizzle at times this morning when temperatures are hovering around that freezing mark, but drizzle showers through much of the day. Tonight, more of the same. Cloudy, drizzly, 34. Tomorrow, cloudy with a high of 38. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is sweet, savory, and wicked good. I know you're going to love it. Try some today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Now, this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. The 15-year-old suspect in the homicide case of 10-year-old Lily Peters will be tried as an adult. Chippewa County Judge Stephen Gibbs issued that decision Monday, agreeing with prosecutors that moving the case to juvenile court would diminish the seriousness of the act. Father of four was killed in a shooting in a parking lot of a Kenosha County shopping center Tuesday afternoon. The victim, identified as 46-year-old Anton Space of Kenosha, was taken to a nearby hospital where he died. Pleasant Prairie Police and the Kenosha County Sheriff's Office are searching for leads in the case. In a fiery rescue in Madison Wednesday morning, a passerby noticed a vehicle engulfed in flames on a frontage road off Madison's West Beltline. The passerby pulled the male driver out of the burning vehicle and put out the flames that had spread to the driver, who was taken to the hospital. Madison's fire department is investigating the cause of that fire. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Haul away big deals this Thursday through Sunday at Fleet Farm's Truckload Savings Event. Like 40-pound bags of Diamond Crystal Solar Salt, just $4.99. 20-pound bags of KT Woodlands Wild Bird Food are only $5.99. Plus, save on 50 pounds of Sprout Crumble or Pellet Poultry Layer Feed, just $13.99. And set your sights on 35% off Ammo Inc. Defensive Handgun Ammo. Stock up on everything you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm.
The Durand Improvement Group is committed to improving Durand's quality of life through involvement in our community. From Fun Fest to Music in the Park, Durand Dazzle Holiday, and more, the Durand Improvement Group's mission is to strengthen area businesses and improve our community welfare. DIG is open to all members of the community, not just businesses. You can help. Visit DurandImprovementGroup.org and become an individual member of the Durand Improvement Group today. This message is a public service of Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Become a preferred customer of Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASC certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adams Super Service has U.S.-made tires from Vanderbilt and Mastercraft and features the Hunter Alignment System, the most advanced system to keep your vehicle going straight. Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center in downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Good morning, it's 8:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Provisions Health of Durand, changing the way you experience healthcare. Find out more at provisions.health. Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. And Anabas Silo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro dealers, Durand. Adams Super Service, your Napa Gold Car Care Center, Durand. And NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. No one was injured in a vehicle fire in Pepin County Tuesday. According to the Pepin County Sheriff's Department, firefighters responded to the fire on Highway Double B and found a truck owned by Alyssa Benthke of Durand on fire. Firefighters quickly put out the fire, and the cause is unknown. Wisconsin's governor and the state health secretary are saying a lack of a Medicaid expansion in Wisconsin led the decision to close two hospitals in western Wisconsin. Governor Evers and DHS Secretary Kirsten Johnson were in Eau Claire yesterday, where they said the decision from HSHS and Prevay to close their hospitals and clinics leaves patients in the Chippewa Valley with fewer choices. The governor tried to link the lack of Medicaid expansion to that decision to close. He said hospitals across the state need more money, and he said expanding Medicaid to cover more single childless men would bring in more money. HSHS and Prevea say they were forced to close because of inflation, workforce issues, the pandemic, and other industry-wide trends. The Pierce County Fair is looking for Century and Sesquicentennial Farms and Homes in Pierce County to recognize during this year's fair. Liz Deitch with the Pierce County Fair says qualified farms and homes must be owned by the same family throughout the 100 or 150 years.
The farm or home, it can be a home, in whole or part, must have continuous family ownership throughout the 100 to 150 years.
Applications are available by contacting DCH at the Pierce County Fair and are due by February 22nd. More details have emerged about a grisly Juneau County death over the weekend. Prior to police finding a partially burned body on the side of a road near the parking area for the Oak Ridge Trail Saturday morning, a criminal complaint says an unoccupied burning vehicle was found in the middle of a Nisida Road. The found corpse, identified as 57-year-old Floyd Burdick of Grand Marsh, was missing the lower part of his left leg. Investigators believe a prosthetic leg, which was later found 5 yards away from Burke's body, was thrown. An autopsy determined that Burdick had been shot in the head multiple times. Two suspects have been charged with several felony counts in connection with the death, which has been ruled a homicide. The president of the University of Wisconsin says young people are not looking to go to the university's branch campuses. President Jay Rothman yesterday said the demand is not there for the UW local campuses like it once was. He says enrollment at branch campuses has plummeted over the last 10 years. He says online options have changed the marketplace for small local campuses. Rothman's comments came after UW Green Bay last week said it would end in-person classes at its Marinette campus by the end of the current semester. You're listening to WRDN News.
Get fit and look your best to end the summer tanning and fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. And the summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit End the Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at End the Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at End the Summer Tanning and Fitness.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across Western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for Western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
Senate Republicans earlier this week approved a revised version of Governor Tony Evers' proposed legislative maps. The changes avoid placing Republican incumbents in the same district to run against each other. The tweaked maps passed on a 17-14 vote with Republicans Joan Baldwin, Julian Bradley, Chris Kapenga, and Eric Wimberger voting no with Democrats. Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein dismissed the plan as, quote, incumbent protection, unquote, in an interview with WIS Politics. Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu defended what he called, quote, minor changes to undo what he said was Evers' attempt to target Republican incumbents. The Wisconsin Supreme Court said it prepared to draw new maps if Evers and the Republican legislature cannot reach an agreement over a lawsuit which alleges the maps give Republicans an unfair advantage. The latest tax cut proposal from Republicans at the Wisconsin Capitol is smaller and broken down into pieces. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu yesterday introduced the $2 billion tax cut package. It would give married couples making up to $150,000 a tax break, as well as expand Wisconsin's marriage tax credit and child care tax credit. The proposal would also make retirement for most people in the state tax-free. Voss says he hopes the smaller piecemeal proposal is enough for Governor Evers to sign at least part of it. The governor's vetoed the Republicans' other tax cut plans in the past. USDA's Risk Management Agency and the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture are reminding farmers to apply for crop insurance premium rebates. The rebate application is web-based and will be available on the Department of Ag's website until January 31st or until program funding is exhausted. There's $800,000 or 160,000 acres of coverage to be awarded on a first-come, first-served basis. Eligible participants will receive a $5 per acre rebate on their summer 2024 crop insurance premium for acres that were planted with the cover crops in 2023, then planted with an insurable crop in 2024. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources will spend nearly $150 million over the next few years improving facilities around the state. That money was set aside in the state budget by Minnesota Governor Walz to help modernize outdoor recreation experiences across Minnesota. In addition to $60 million for fisheries and $35 million for improving access to public lands, The Minnesota DNR will spend $35 million to improve boating access and $10 million to restore streams and natural habitats. Other funds will go toward camping and infrastructure improvements at several state parks. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
The Pepin County Health Department provides confidential reproductive health and family planning services here in Durand. Services include birth control methods and supplies, routine preventative exams, cervical cancer screenings, STI testing and treatment, emergency contraception, and pregnancy testing. All are available at low or no cost to you. Whatever your situation, the Pepin County Health Department is here to help you. Call or text 715-279-3241 for more information or to set up an appointment.
24 hours after firing Adrian Griffin, the Bucks are set to make Doc Rivers the 18th head coach in the history of the franchise. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Rivers won an NBA title as the coach of the Boston Celtics back in 2008. He played his college ball at Marquette. With the Rivers deal still not finalized as of last night, Joe Prunty took over on the bench, and the Bucks knocked off Cleveland 126-116, ending the Cavaliers' eight-game winning streak.
You do have a job to do, and that's one of the things that we talked about as a team. You know, just talked about, look, we still have responsibilities, we still have roles, we still have jobs that we have to do on the court. So you just do, you move forward, but it's not easy.
Giannis Antetokounmpo had a triple-double, 35 points, 18 rebounds, and 10 assists. Damian Lillard added 28 in the Bucks' 31st win of the season. Bucks will have 38 games with their new head coach. Is that enough? Giannis Antetokounmpo.
38 games also, do I know if it's going to be enough? No. I don't know. I've never been in a position like that before. I don't know if 38 games enough to come together and try to win a championship. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
15th-ranked Marquette knocked off DePaul 86-73 in Chicago. In the Big Ten, Northwestern with another big win, knocking off in-state rival Illinois 96-91 in overtime. Maryland down to Iowa 69-67. The Badgers hosting Michigan State tomorrow night. Packers fired defensive coordinator Joe Barry, but according to reports, could have him serve in another capacity in the organization. Barry's defense ranked 17th overall this past season, but 28th against the run. Packers also reportedly firing their strength and conditioning coordinator Chris Gizzi. They also didn't wait too long to find some kicking competition for Anders Carlson next season. They signed Jack Podolesny, a free agent out of Georgia who was released by the Vikings in training camp this past season, and Jim Harbaugh, the new head coach of the LA Chargers. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on Carol. She's more focused on hitting a high note than the car in front of her. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California, subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates in Northbrook, Illinois.
My daughter is normally a little goofball. But after a bad night's sleep, she's too tired to be anything. That's why I trust Pure Z's Kids. Pure Z's Kids is mindfully formulated just for kids. Their non-habit-forming, drug-free products help my daughter fall asleep naturally, giving her the rest to be her best.
I'm a dinosaur.
Best dinosaur.
Pure Z's Kids. For ages 4 and up when needed. Explore our products at ZQuil.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Minnesota Timberwolves dominated the third quarter of their 118-107 win over the Washington Wizards. The Wolves trailed by two at halftime before outscoring Washington 33-19 in the third to take control. Anthony Edwards had 38 points in the victory. Karl Anthony Towns chipped in with 27. Minnesota visits Brooklyn tonight. The Wild will go for their fourth win in a row when they host the Nashville Predators at the Xcel Energy Center. The Wild are coming off a 5-3 win over the Washington Capitals. Tonight's game starts at 7 o'clock. The Twins are adding some speed to their roster. The team claimed outfielder Bubba Thompson off waivers from New York yesterday. The 2017 first-round pick spent the last two seasons with the Texas Rangers, racking up 22 stolen bases in 92 games. He hit 170 with four RBIs in 37 appearances last season. High school basketball tonight on the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. In the Darrellin Conference in boys' hoops tonight, Ellsworth is at Eau Claire Emmanuel Lutheran. In the Dunn-St. Croix, Durand, Arkansas will be at Colfax. You'll be able to hear that game here on WRDN. The AdventHealth Panther preview will be at 7, tip-off at 7:15. Other Dunn-St. Croix games tonight, Glenwood City at Plum City Elmwood. That game to be held at Plum City High School. Mondovi travels to Elk Mound. Boyceville is hosting Spring Valley. In the Darylin Conference tonight in girls basketball, Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran is at New Auburn. Oliva Strum is hosting Elma Pepin. Augusta travels to Independence Gilmanton. Middle Border Conference girls basketball tonight, Somerset at Baldwin Woodville. Ellsworth hosting Amory Altoona is at Osceola. You can follow the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard on the sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com. Again, tonight we'll have coverage of the Durand Arkansas Colfax boys game. Our coverage begins at 7 here on WRDN. This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scanadia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. A lot of anglers are looking at this cold snap as a breath of fresh air because it's forming some good ice, and they're able to get out there and bust some hauls. But they're not fishing early ice. This is not the pattern the fish are in. I'll tell you where those fish are at, but first,
get ready now for 2024 with the official Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendar. Whether it's hunting, fishing, or finding your local sports show, this collectible calendar has it all. Stay ahead with moon phases, peak fish and wildlife activity times, and more, all surrounded by original images from the nation's top wildlife artists. Now available in multiple states, including Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois, all the way to New York. Supplies are limited, so get yours today at OutdoorNews.com.
The ice is finally forming. It's very, very late. And that means those fish are in their mid-winter seasonal patterns. The crappies have moved into the deeper holes now. They're not relating to that shoreline structure or those big weedy flats that extend out from the shore. These crappies are in the deeper holes, the deepest parts of the lake, because the water is cold pretty much from top to bottom. Now, the bluegills are going to be in the vegetation, but in the deep vegetation near those holes where the crappies are staging. They like a little cover, though, so they're going to stay inside that vegetation. The northern pike, they're probably going to be in the cover, but they're going to also be in the deeper cover, the deeper water, because that's where the majority of their forage base is. And the walleyes, well, they're going to be on that deeper rock and those deep mud flats and those areas where the bottom transitions from one substrate to another. So this time of year, you're looking for deep water. That's the pattern that the fish are in now. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-737-9944. That's 1-800-737-9944. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-737-9944. That's 1-800-737-9944.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Forecast for today, dense fog advisory until noon. Clouds with a 30% chance of rain and also fog throughout the day. We'll have highs mid-30s, southeast winds at around 5. Tonight, 40% chance of some rain and fog. Lows mid-30s. Tomorrow, cloudy areas of fog, highs upper 30s. Saturday, cloudy. We'll have highs in the mid-30s. Do have some clouds across the region this morning, even some light rain showers and that fog. Lake City and Pepin at 34. Nelson, Wabasha, Galley, Plum City, and Mondovi, 33. 34 here in downtown Durand with Justin Moore. For the woman you love, it's 825.
Another man's early was my getting home late, fast as a whiskey shot. And everything changed, cause with the woman you love, you'll talk all night. Buy 5 acres and a farmhouse and paint it bright white. With the woman you love, you'll get home at a decent hour. Don't need to look no more, cause you finally found it. No, forever just ain't long enough with a woman you love. I still make a little noise, raise a little hell, running with the boys, making stories we don't tell. I trade a million nights of getting loose and turned full, but just one night with her dress on the floor. Farmhouse and paint it bright white. With a woman you love, you'll get home at a decent hour. Don't need to look no more, cause you finally found her. No, forever just ain't long enough. With a woman you love.
Was 700 fence posts from your place to ours. Neither one of us was old enough to drive a car. Sometimes it was raining, sometimes it would shine. We wore out that gravel road between your house and mine. Our vows under that old pine tree, you ought to see it now. Standing in the backyard, reminding me and you that if we don't see eye to eye, there's something we can do.
I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine.
We both.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
And I've about had it. I'm looking for an exit sign. Gotta get out of here, get it all off my mind. And like a memory from your grandpa's attic, a song comes slipping through the radio static, changing my mood. A little George Strait, 1982, and it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel. Unwind, unravel. Country, who knows? Get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take, makes me wanna take a back road. I've been cooped up, tied down, bare, forgotten what a field looks like, full of corn and cotton. If I'm gonna hit a traffic jam, well, it better be a tractor man. So sick and tired of this interstate system. I need a curve and wind, a twist and a dusty path to nowhere. With the wind blowing through my baby's hair, yeah, makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel. Unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab my honey. Tear down some two-lane country, who knows? Get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take, makes me wanna take a back road. Some old back road. Maybe it's the feeling, or maybe it's the freedom. Maybe it's that shady spot where we park the truck when things get hot. Girl, we park the truck when things get hot. And it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel. Unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab you, honey. Tear down some two-lane country. Who knows? Get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take a back road. Some old back road. Get back with my soul. Now all I gotta do is take some old back road to the shady spot where things get hot, girl. Way down, way down, way down. Some old back road.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Rodney Atkins, Take a Back Road 834. I'm Brian Winnikins, and good morning. Coming up here yet this hour in about 10 minutes or so, we'll be chatting with Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron about the city council meeting from last night. A lot of topics talked about, including a possible delay in the Madison Street project. We'll have that here coming up again about 10 minutes or so. Let's run down birthdays for today. This Emmy Award-winning actress won an Emmy for her work on the TV series Picket Fences. We're talking about Leah Taylor-Young, 79 today. This actress is best known for her credit in the TV show Soap and Empty Nest. Diana Manoff, rather, is 68. This actress was in the movies Sister Act, Beaches, and What's Love Got to Do with It? Actress, Jennifer Lewis, 67 today. This actress is best known for playing Jenny Schechter on the TV show The L Word. Mia Kirshner is 49. This actor is best known for playing Tyler Lockwood on the TV series The Vampire Diaries. Michael Trevino is 39 today. Born on this date, American trader Benedict Arnold, born in the state in 1741. Yep, he was actually a very good general for the Continental Army. And then he was mad, didn't like what Washington was going to do, and this, that, and the other thing, thought he should be in charge. And so he decided to go to the other side, which was a mistake. Big time. Former U.S. Vice President Charles Curtis, born in the state in 1860, was the vice president under President Herbert Hoover. Writer Virginia Woolf. Who's afraid of Virginia Woolf? I always heard my dad say that. Born in the state, 1882. Former football player and coach Frank Pop Ivy, born in the state in 1916. He's the only person to have served as a head coach in the National Football League, the American Football League, and the Canadian Football League. Wow. Former NBC newsman Edwin Newman, born in the state in 1919. Country singer Rusty Draper, born in the state in 1923. Pro Football Hall of Famer Lou the Toe Groza, born in the state in 1924. And professional wrestler Jay Briscoe, born in the state in 1984. Celebrating a birthday today, Gene Cannell, celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday, Gene. Her name goes into the Big Giant Fish and Tackle Box on Friday. We pick ourselves a birthday anniversary club winner. They'll win themselves a certificate for some birthday anniversary club brats from Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Visit Durand Smokehouse now. Don't forget to ask about the beef and pork bundles coming up in February, the annual hog sale from Durand Smokehouse. Our winner will also receive a six-pack of Dilly Bars from Dairy Queen of Durand. Oh, Dairy Queen of Durand opening up on the 5th. Looking forward to that. I'll be having lunch that day over at Dairy Queen. Ah, yes, the number 2, please. Thank you very much. So I'll be looking for Dairy Queen of Durand to open up on February 5th. To enter the birthday anniversary club is pretty simple. Just give us a call, 715-672-8989. Visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. You can send us a message that way. You can also drop us a postcard. Our mailing address, 309 3rd Avenue West, Suite C, Durand, Wisconsin, 54736. It's the birthday anniversary club with Dairy Queen of Durand, Durand Smokehouse, and WRDN.
You want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Forecast for today, a dense fog advisory until noon. 30% chance of rain. There'll also be areas of fog throughout the day. Highs mid-30s, southeast winds at around 5. Tonight, 40% chance of rain and areas of fog. Lows mid-30s. Tomorrow, cloudy areas of fog and highs upper 30s. Plenty of clouds, even still some areas of fog across the region. Pepin and Lake City, 34. Nelson, Wabasha, O'Galley, Plum City, and Mondovi, 33. Here at WRDN, 34. On the way, we're going to talk with Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron about the city council meeting from last night. First, though, here's Alan Jackson and Drive for Daddy Gene. It's 8:40.
It was painted red, the stripe was white, it was 18 feet from the bow to the stern light. Second hand from a dealer in Atlanta, I rode up with Daddy when he went there to get her. Put on a shine, put on a motor, built out of love, made for the water. Ran her for years till her transom got rotten. A piece of my childhood that'll never be forgotten. It was just an old plywood boat, the 75 Johnson with electric choke. A young boy, two hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me feel. And I would turn her sharp knot, make it whine, he'd say. Way an old wood boat rides, just a little lake across the Alabama line, but I was king of the ocean,
Daddy let me drive. Just an old half-ton short bed Ford my uncle bought new in 64. Daddy got it right, cause the engine was smoking. Couple of burnt valves and he had it going. He let me drive her, we'd haul off a load down a dirt strip where we'd dump trash off a thick pen road. I'd sit up in the seat and stretch my feet out to the pedals, smiling like a hero that just received his medal. It was just an old hand-me-down Ford with 3-speed on the column and a dent in the door. A young boy, two hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me feel. And I would press that clutch and I'd keep it right. He'd say, a little sore, son, you're doing just fine. Just a dirt road with trash on each side, but I was merry, oh, and ready when Daddy let me drive. I'm grown up now, 3 daughters of my own. I let them drive my old Jeep across the pasture at our home. Maybe one day they'll reach back in their file and pull out that old memory and think of me and smile and say, it's just an old worn out Jeep, rusty old floorboards, hot on my feet. A young girl, 2 hands on the wheel. I can't replace the way it made me feel. And he'd say, turn it left and steer it right. Straighten up, girl, now you're doing just fine. Just a little valley by the river where we'd ride, but I was high on a mountain when Daddy let me drive. Daddy let me drive. Oh, he let me drive. She's just an old plywood boat with a 75 Johnson with electric choke.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning is Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron as we talk about the City Council meeting from last night. Mr. Mayor, thanks for joining us this morning. Well, you had a chance to meet with some of the folks, yourself and the City Administrator, met with the pool, Durand Pool Group, and just kind of finalizing some things in the project?
We talked about 2 major subjects, just talking about, since so much of the money is in their account, exactly how we're going to go through this as we start paying for the pool, as those pay requests come in and starting out. And the other thing about it is, of course, all the people who donated money, and there's the community, obviously, for how generous to get to the number we needed to get to, and about how we're going to honor those folks. We have a space when you walk into the new pool, we've got sort of 2 walls, and so that's where, you know, to make sure that we have proper recognition to those folks. And so the pool group is sort of looking at some designs, or at least coming up with some ideas of what they, you know, obviously for something like this, we want people to be creative, something to look nice, something to look professional, but it's the pool. It's supposed to be, you know, I mean, fun and so on and so forth. So they're moving forward with that. And again, we look at forward to putting those plans in place over the next few months.
Talking with Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron. A lot of stuff to talk about here, even though there wasn't a lot on the agenda. We're going to stay on the project side of this. Some basically bad news on the Madison Street project. The bids came in, but they came in very high.
Yes. We originally were looking at that project with going to be around $2.5 million, with $860,000 of that being grant money, the rest being local money, which is a combination of was general obligation and revenue. And the lowest bid came in at about 3.2. You throw engineering and everything else on the top of that, we're talking almost $1 million, $960,000 off. The one thing about that grant is it's actually good through 2027. So it's still out there. the one thing that was, we didn't actually make a decision technically last night, but it's the writing sort of on the wall with the amount of money that, and the way that this grant is set up, the way we'd have to borrow the money if we went all the way to the max to try to do the full thing. It just doesn't fall within the city ability to borrow, even if it, we would pay a bunch of it back right away and so on. And so no decision was made technically, but Cedar Corporation, an engineering firm, of course, city staff that's involved with it, are going to take a deeper dive into this. Can we change the project, set it back a year, still get the grant money and so on? There's a number of things that, that come together. So that's where we're at. So even though we technically haven't put the project off yet, I believe that the council's moving that direction. The question is, where are we going to go with this? We did actually get five bids, which a lot of time you're thinking that's pretty good on a street project. The one thing that we did learn last night is it's a pretty complicated project, and especially if people know, if you're going, for the lack of a better, south on Madison Street, which is if you're right in the downtown area and you go past the grocery store and you go past the senior center and so on and so forth, there's a number of things that come into play, especially when it comes into water tables and it comes into a sanitary sewer and how they have to do it. In fact, part of that project, what they were doing because of the water table stuff, that people were bidding that at what they were, I guess they were probably thinking it was going to be a few thousand dollars, maybe 10, 20. That people are bidding at $180,000 to deal with that. So that's just an example of something. It's a complicated project because of the number of things involved in it. And again, so we continue to examine those and seeing where we're going to go.
And that discussion was also talked about. The worst part of the sewer system is on South Madison, and most of the village sewer lines, the sewer water go to get to the treatment plant goes underneath Madison Street. So it's almost, we'd have to start on that end first before we came up to the north end.
Well, and that's the one thing about it is obviously you prioritize public works projects. And one of the reasons why that was part of it is because of the importance of that and the age and everything else that is the situation with that. And that's the reason why we were looking at it. Now, the question is, and that was one of the things that was discussed last night, was the council, well, you know, if we do this on this end, but what's the most important? And it seemed to be that end of it was because of what it is. Well, then that sort of completely affects the whole thumb. Now, the question is, could come up, could we still get the full $860,000 and still be able to have a smaller project? And the answer to that is actually yes, but you have to go through some hoops to get there. But it is a possibility if we could still keep that full grant amount, then the question is, can we still utilize that on a smaller project to get us to where we need to be?
Talking with Duran Mayor Patrick Milliron this morning, another big, big topic that came up was the situation with Sacred Heart in Eau Claire closing. And there were a lot of issues here that, while it's not affecting Advent Health, so to speak, but it is affecting the city. And we'll start with the ambulance service and the medical director. What is, from what I understand, the medical director is employed by Sacred Heart. Well, if the medical director of the ambulance service has lost his job and we don't have a medical director, then what? There's no ambulance service?
Well, we could probably do some short term. There's obviously people that are qualified to do it. But obviously, one of the things that all ambulance services need to have a medical director. And it depends on the size of the service, depends on the level of the service, about what we have to do. And our ambulance service does contract with a doctor who is employed at Sacred Heart Hospital. Done a great job. I've only heard good things over the years, what he does for us. The only thing about it is, obviously, we don't know his situation and so on. So what we would probably end up doing, if they're with a change in employment there, if it changes our situation, he'll continue to work with us as long as possible. That's the good thing about it is, the only other thing about it is, he also works with, I think, 15 other agencies in western Wisconsin along those lines. So because of that, we're not the only one that's going to be dealing with this. But again, we would probably have to come up, but obviously it's a long-term plan to have, as far as having a what we call a medical director, obviously has to be an MD and so on, and we work on that. But it is a concern, and so I'm guessing right now we're going to operate as is, see what happens, see put a long term plan in place, but in the short term we may have to do a short term fill in.
Talking with Duran Mayor Patrick Milliron this morning. Meanwhile, also again with the ambulance service, they did training, correct? For the ambulance or Sacred Heart.
No, that's part of the, along with the ambulance, with the medical director, that particular doctor may not do all the training himself, but herself, whoever it is, but they're the one who facilitate those types of things. So, and obviously we always have continually ongoing training for the staff there, and that's another thing that we're going to have to figure out.
I know that I talked with Senator Smith about this with the mental health, expanding the mental health facilities at Sacred Heart and St. Joe's. They had received a grant. They haven't used any of that money at all. That's what Senator Smith said. He figured they probably saw the writing on the wall. But that is another issue that Pepin County Health, Durand Police, Pepin County Police, really all of the law enforcement and human services agencies are going to have to deal with now, because there's really nothing else out there.
Well, in fact, a number of us had a couple years ago were sort of fighting the effort, putting together an effort, and the state did come up with more money with the idea of when you have somebody that needs mental health services, and generally they go through our police department or the Pepin County Sheriff's Department and so on, and there's only certain places that meet those needs. And then to even complicate it more is to have people places that will not only take adults but will also take youth, and so because some people only take adults, and there's only so many beds like that in Western Wisconsin, and Sacred Heart and St. Joe's had a number of those beds. Obviously those are going away, but then there was money that was available to try to expand that, and the other, so we're in a situation, if we can't find there, that then if we have someone, we have to chapter, sort of what they call it, they either are a danger to themselves or the public or whatever, and we have to hospitalize them, we're going to have to send them about 4 hours away. We're going to have to send them to Winnebago or over Green Bay, or we're going to have to send them to Madison. That's generally what our options are. And of course with the city, not only that, because it takes longer, it takes more staff time, everything that comes into that, and dealing with that. So again, this is all sort of new. I mean, we basically all found out a few days ago this is happening, but that's just another one of the other things. And obviously, as we see going forward, the city, I know the one thing we talk about is obviously staying in contact with our elected officials at the higher level, the state, to see what we can do to make sure that we are being able to maintain services, not only maintain services, but to do it reasonably here in Western Wisconsin without having to go across the state every time we need to chapter somebody.
And that's the problem. Where we're at in the state, there's this magic line just to our west called the state line. We can't just go hop, skip, and a jump to Rochester with this because it's another state. And so we're not allowed to do that, right?
Yeah. In this particular case, it's very difficult to get somebody because of the particular type of patient that we're dealing with. And again, that makes it difficult. So our decision, we have to keep them in the state, and then our options are, so to find a bed sometimes is just very difficult, and so on. But again, we'll obviously continue to be working on this and continuing working with our higher elected officials.
Talking with Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron this morning. Let's move back. It's kind of related to the Madison Street project, but Blues on the Chippewa, they were under the assumption that, Madison Street's going to be tore up. It looks like that's not going to happen, but something they've wanted to do for a while, and they're starting to talk about it, and that's move to Riverside Park. Tell us about that.
Yeah, a proposal's been put together to move down, easy way to describe it, between the boat landing and the Veterans Memorial, right on the river, to actually have the festival right down, as it Blues on the Chippewa. They'll really be on the Chippewa. And the space behind City Hall and so on and so forth, and using the park back there, and they've have put a proposal our direction. It was put in front of the council last night, not to make a final decision, but just to say this is what they're looking at doing. So if there's any issues, we should probably deal with it. Again, it's being looked at as far as, and generally they need to now start making plans. I think it came out the city council didn't seem to be against the idea, and so at some point we'll still approve all the street closings and so on. But obviously they need to make their plans and so on. I think it would bring a new aspect to the event. And again, dealing with everything, we've got a river, safety issues, those types of things all be considered along the way. But again, as I said, moving forward with moving that down. This is something they've talked about for years, more than just the street project. And they've always talked about possibly moving down there. So this probably looks like the time. And again, it seemed like the council was pretty amenable to it.
So will it have to go to the park committee and all of that to get formal approval, or how will this
it'll
work?
It'll come back to the full council for approval. So now, since the council have the basic idea, once they get the final, knowing exactly where everything's going to be, what everything's going to have to be close, and that'll just come back in front of the full council.
All right. That is Duran Mayor Patrick Milliron. You're listening to WRDN.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
You know, our lives are busy, and at times it's hard to seize an opportunity, especially one that's good for us. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables from Durand Fresh Market is simple and good for your health. Strapped for time? Durand Fresh Market has all the ingredients for a healthy meal for your family that can be prepared in under 10 minutes. Today and every day, Durand Fresh Market is filled with hundreds of healthy options, including locally grown items. Hometown proud, Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand.
Attorney Joe Cordell. Business owners and professionals face special challenges in divorce court. In addition to everything else going on, they have to contend with allegations that they are earning more than they are, coupled with claims on their business or practice itself. Clients with assets depend on their divorce lawyer's skills in these matters, and that's why it's so important to hire someone that has those skills.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Madison area attorneys. 1110 Fourier Drive, Suite 120, Madison, Wisconsin, 53717.
Navage provides quick, drug-free nasal relief this time of year when everyone is sick. Navage helps by sucking out germs, bacteria, and viruses trapped in our noses that cause us to feel miserable. And come allergy season, it does the same with dust, pollen, and other allergens. And unlike medications that can take time to help, Navage helps treat congestion symptoms in seconds flat. Ask for Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or find us online at Navage.com. Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
I got a little drunk last night. Something about a midnight rain. Staring at the ceiling fan, I couldn't get you off my brain. I guess I wasn't thinking straight. I couldn't tell wrong from right. I went ahead and called you. Drunk last night. I brought it all up, got it all out. But what is it worth to both of us now? It's off my chest, but never off my mind. Two drinks in, hit that hurt. You feel bad, and I feel worse. I swear it's the last time every time. Don't know why. Might have been a song. Last night, it got a little too far gone. My heart was talking way too loud. I don't remember what I said, I just remember breaking down. Been a full moon, might have been a little too tired to fight, might have